My daughter's left home. My son's gone to school. My wife's gone to work. I have the house to myself. So, I go up to my office and the big desk, which fills a corner of the cosy little room. I try to keep this desk tidy, but it never is. It currently has on it two bottles of hand cream snaffled from hotels, a scribbled to-do list, some bank stuff, holiday information, a stapler, an Arvon booklet, an empty mug, and some dried-out screen wipes. My laptop sits on a fat copy of the Writer's and Artist's Yearbook, surrounded by wires and pens. I boot up and start work. Well, I don't. When my screen comes to life, I check my emails, play a couple of turns of online Scrabble, and have a look at the Guardian website and Twitter. And then I start writing. Well, I don't. I start reading, looking at what I wrote the day before, tweaking and cutting, finding clearer, more direct, more interesting ways to say things, occasionally expanding. This takes a little while, and at some point, it stops being editing and starts being prevarication. So, finally, I start writing. Well, I don't. When I stopped work the day before, I will have left a few notes on screen about where the novel is going next. And there'll be another document. Minimise this one, open the other one, start reading again, which will have notes about shape and structure. It's all about stepping stones for me. When I'm writing a novel, I'll have a pretty good idea about where I'm going, and I'll be fairly clear about some major points along the way. But I won't necessarily know how I'm getting from one point to the next. If I knew in too much detail, it would take the creativity, the sense of discovery, the occasional joy out of the writing. So I read my story notes, and I read the notes I left for myself yesterday, and then, at last, I start writing. But it doesn't last long. Writing's hard, and I've probably been sitting there for over an hour by this time, so I go and get a cup of tea, and then see if anyone's played Scrabble and check my emails again. I won't aim for a word count each day, but I'll aim to be at my desk for about 3 hours, apart from tea break, before I stop for lunch. Then the same again in the afternoon, although energy levels do tend to diminish as the day goes on. Progress isn't always that slow and stodgy, and it's different if I'm writing TV and I have a deadline. It's different if there's any kind of urgency involved, or if I get into that rare but lovely space where the words just flow. Sometimes I turn the net off and keep writing for half an hour without very much pausing at all. Having just reread what I've written here, I'm thinking I should do that more often.